Hi, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Living on Blockchain. Today, we are speaking to Victoria. Victoria is from Nigeria. She is a content creator, and she has a community wherein she is actually teaching the newbies the ropes of the crypto world. Apart from that, she's also working with OKEx as their marketing partner. I had a really fun chat with her talking about women in the space, content creators, and the latest in the, you know, creators economy that is being built around with all this hype with NFTs and like. It was a really fun conversation. So let's deep dive right in. Hi, Victoria. Hi. How are you doing today?
I'm fine. And you?
I'm doing well. Thank you so much for joining us. So for the benefit of our listeners, could you tell me a little about your background, please?
Okay. Just like you said, my name is Victoria Waka. I'm from Nigeria. And I'm a content writer, also a creative writer. And I have a platform where I teach people. I've worked for OKEx Exchange. I've worked for CryptoCrunch. I currently work for them though. And I've worked for MyDAS Investment too. And I've done a couple of content for some persons at a freelance level. And personally, I've written a couple of books that I self-published on Amazon and Okada Books. And I simply love to deliver value to people. And I am in a blockchain space because of how the space is very interesting. And I just like the future in the blockchain space and so many solutions that is bringing to the world, especially for a country like my country, they need everything the blockchain has to offer.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
So,
your journey is primarily into content and sort of getting the message across, which I believe is so important in this day and age for the crypto space. Could you tell us a little more about the books that you have written? Because that's very interesting.
Okay, the name of the book is How to Make Money from What You Know. Now, the reason what made me write that book is, after I left school, there was no job. Okay, because I even studied, needed me to get extra certifications, extra degrees for me to even get a job. So I thought about it. We all have, most persons that have a smartphone, and there are a lot of things in the smartphone that can easily give us access to start having a financial independence, which was very vital to achieving some of the plans or your goals. So I looked at it that if you have a smartphone, you have access to the internet. There's a lot that you can learn and there's a lot that you can do. It connects you to the world. So I figured it helps me get from where I was to where I am right now. I decided to package everything that helped me in the past 3 years into that book so that people can learn that even if they don't have the funds now, they've got a very big, large-scale business, they can start from the comfort of their smartphone because that's something that they easily have and they have the internet. They can learn whatever they want to learn and they are connected to a wide range of network on the internet and grow from there. Because it's not something you have easily and some persons have easy access to data and the internet. So if those factors are covered, then why not? You have a great room to start whatever you want to start. And looking at it now from like last year when the whole pandemic started, you know, it proved to us that we can all connect across the globe without having to travel across the globe. So many persons build connections, friendship over the internet. So the book is just simply to teach you how you can package what you know, deliver it to your smartphone, and you can also monetize it from your smartphone.
Like, it's a great equalizer. You're absolutely right that with blockchain and crypto, somehow everything is involved, and you know the road to entering it is not really very long. You can easily get into this space as long as you have access to a smartphone and internet.
Exactly.
Here on your LinkedIn profile, it says that you're a marketing partner, contractual partner for OKEx. Yeah? Are you still working with them?
Yes, I still am. I'm still working with them.
All right. Could you tell me a little about in what capacity do you like? Are you supporting these?
Okay. Currently, I work with OKEx Exchange as marketing partner because I have a community that I teach cryptocurrency and the blockchain to. Because last year, I figured that other persons didn't have a background knowledge about the cryptocurrency space and about the blockchain space, what the blockchain have come to solve everyone. So I decided to create a community. So from there, that was how I got one of the business developers contacted me to be a partner in the sense that I would teach my community how to use the cryptocurrency exchanges. And then since it's already something that I do, on a normal basis, on a daily basis, I can just simply market the exchange to my community and provide them the profitable information they can use. So that's basically what I do for them. And I hold AMA sessions, Ask Me Anything sessions for people so that they can easily ask their questions and get clarified on the session.
All right, okay, sounds good. So, you know, you're talking about this creating of this community, right? Where, you know, you are teaching a lot of these movies about the ropes and the crypto. Is this on Telegram or where can we find it?
Okay, it's mostly on WhatsApp. The WhatsApp group, I have about 3 WhatsApp groups. So it's on the internet. It's not, we haven't had a physical meeting yet. So everything else is virtual.
Yeah.
So we hold Zoom meetings, we hold Zoom classes. I fit classes and then I have a YouTube channel where I upload some of the videos from the meeting so that if most times, many people don't meet up with the meeting. So they just go to the YouTube channel and they catch up, watch, ask their questions and all that. So it's basically online. Hold virtual meetings on Zoom.
But the best communities are online. So you're doing a good job, fantastic job, like, you know, just getting the message across. I believe what you're doing is very, very important.
Yeah, thank you.
So, you know, as a content creator and like person who's trying to sort of train people in getting the right information forward, apart from your community, are there any other content creators that you would recommend that our listeners should follow to get the right kind of information in the blockchain space?
Okay, you mean like other communities in my area that they can join platforms? I'm part of Women in Blockchain on Telegram. We have a community on Telegram too. So lots of women there that they can ask the questions, join, even a lot of job opportunities. Because I found that there are tons of job opportunities for people in this space, considering the fact that there are new tech companies coming out in the blockchain space. So there are tons of women to connect with and tons of information to learn from, and then many job opportunities to get. So I will recommend Women in Blockchain space on Telegram, that Telegram community. And there are a couple of other communities here in Africa that you can join to, especially in Nigeria, to learn a thing or two. And I'm also part of a community like for writers, but mostly for young writers who are still in school. Association of Nigerian Student Authors. So professors who are into creative writing, like poetry, short stories, and all that, they can also participate in that kind of community to learn anything else too about creative writing. There's more though.
Those are really, really cool recommendations, and you know, it'll give people a headway to sort of jump right in. Would you like to recommend like a good book for people who are just getting into this space, like in the blockchain and crypto space?
Okay, there are one or two books. Okay, I have a friend, Alice Sam. She's also from the Women in Blockchain space. She wrote a book on stablecoins. The book is a very good read.
Right.
Stablecoin economy. Very good read. So I would recommend that. I think it's available on Amazon. Or if the ones I have a PDF version. So with her permission, I can also give out the book if anyone wants it. So I would recommend that. Very, very good read. And there are one or two. I think this book written by, I don't remember the name, Mastering Bitcoin and Mastering Ethereum. That's also a very good book to read. That's not coming to this space. So I believe that the foundation is very important. Most people just come into the space, but they don't know where everything all started from, and they just want to start from the middle. And then with all the whole volatility and the fluctuations in the market, they are checking out because they don't actually understand what the space is offering. So I recommend these three books to them. They can start with them.
Right. Yeah, those are really good recommendations. I think Mastering Bitcoin is a wonderful book that, you know, you recommended for people who are just starting off. So, you know, if say, you know, we are in your community and there's somebody who's this is their day one, okay, and they have just joined to sort of get nuances with Bitcoin and crypto, what is like the top 5 things that you would like to perhaps tell them, you know, as they are starting out their journey in the crypto and blockchain space?
Here's my advice to anyone who's just joining the crypto and the blockchain space. The first thing first is that education is very important. You know, somehow you need to make more money faster because this is a way of giving you an opportunity to earn more than you would have on a regular job or a regular daily job. And then you most likely just come in for the profit. And when they come in without proper education on the risk management or portfolio management, and then they encounter the volatility in the market, it affects them, you know, and some of them simply write the space off. And I have to understand that, like I always tell my community, education first. You have to understand that what the blockchain space is offering, of course, is beyond the whole quick money scheme that some people have at the back of their mind. If you understand that, of course, technology is still evolving. If you understand that technology has a lot, is going farther than where it is right now, and it's still evolving, and the potentials of the blockchain space, they'll make better decisions, because I believe in making informed decisions from information. Information will always help you make better decisions. And also, they should know that this space is not a get-rich-quick scheme space. It's a space that can take you further than this. There are a lot of potentials in this space. Like, personally, I have some crypto jobs. Even if you're not actively involved in the trading or the investment part, you can build your portfolio. You can build your job portfolio. You can offer your skills and get paid for it. There are a lot of values you can get from this space. There are different jobs you can do, whether you're a tech person or you're not a tech person. There are opportunities for you inside this space. And even if you're investing, you shouldn't go all in with all the funds you have. You shouldn't go all in with all the funds you have. You know, some persons just, because when they make one or two profits, they think like, oh, if I put in more funds, I will make more. But the funny thing is, the volatility in the market will just, you know, take you off your feet, and then you see yourself losing some funds and you start panicking. So there's a particular rule from, I think that should be from one of Warren Buffett's quotes, where it says, be greedy when the market is, be fearful when the market is greedy, and then be greedy when the market is fearful. So the point of it is, when everywhere is red and everybody's afraid, that's when you should buy into the market. And when everybody is all happy about the market and everywhere is so green, that's when you should actually take your profit. But then most of us don't actually follow this trend, because people are scared to buy when the market is down. And then when the market is all green, they want to buy. And then at the end of the day, they end up buying the top. So it's good to be part of, have a good mentor that could teach you. You can easily ask questions or join our community, a community that you can easily exchange information, clarify, because nobody knows it all. This is still an evolving space. And of course, personal, like I said earlier, personal education is super, really important. Proper risk management is very important. And also, your security. Security, this is a space that is prone to, not the blockchain itself, because blockchain itself cannot be hacked. But those third party, like exchanges and wallets and all that, can be hacked easily. So this is a space where you have to be security conscious. So you have to know what level of security that you can add to your platforms, your exchanges, so that your funds will not be hacked easily. And you don't lose your funds just to anyone, just to anybody that just hack you and all that. So first thing first, get relevant education, join a good community, put proper risk management, proper portfolio management. The education is actually more important than any gains you're trying to pursue, because without the education, you can't manage the gains that you could actually achieve from the crypto space. And then the job opportunities.
These are very good suggestions, I believe, that, you know, for anybody who's starting out, that they have the long game in mind. Do not just think about it like a, you know, get rich quick sort of a scheme. It's about the technology, it's about the vision organization is creating, right? And you need to have like the right mentors who are going to push you, you know, into that phase of hyper growth of learning. Because once you get into crypto or blockchain, what I've realized is that everybody seems to learn a lot very quickly, right? Because these are all new things. The technology is so dynamic. What your suggestion, absolutely, I believe bang on. So now on to like a little bit of a fun segment. This would be like a rapid thing. I'm just going to like say one word. And for example, I'll say Bitcoin and you will say the first thing that pops into your head. So this will be more like a rapid association sort of line of questions. Okay? All right. So let's start with Ethereum.
Centralized.
Okay. Doggy coin.
Man.
NFT.
Non-fungible.
DeFi space.
Finance.
Okay, all right. And okay, what about XRP?
Cross-border payment.
Okay, what about Monero?
Privacy.
Cryptocurrencies. Okay, cryptocurrencies.
You say cryptocurrency?
No, okay. Okay. All right. Okay. This has been fun. But you know, now on to the next thing. Which women would you think of as role models in this space? And you know, this podcast aims to sort of shed more light on the women that are working in this space because the gender gap is immense. Which women leaders do you follow a lot in the blockchain and crypto space?
I would look beyond the women in blockchain space. They have some really great women that are working blockchain companies. I have Alice Sam, like I mentioned earlier, about her book. And then there's Tessie Rain. There's also Lavinia Osborne. These are persons, women that I've seen that have actively offered value, like in this blockchain space, especially the women in blockchain space. They consistently teach people and they consistently offer more opportunities to women in this space. So I look up to them, like Alice Sam too. Alice Sam is one a woman that is very strong. She's someone that I've gone through a lot, but then she, you know, the blockchain space is one space I gave her because it's something that she could easily do without, and then she had a series of challenges, and then the blockchain came and offered opportunities to, you know, still express herself and still offer a lot of value. So she's doing a lot in the blockchain space and with other two women too. Tessie Marine, who is also part of our, I think, Equality, Lavinia Osborne, who manages the Women in Blockchain International. So they are really cool women that I look up to.
Right, okay. Yeah, there are like a lot of women that are doing really good work in this space. It's
yeah.
I believe that the disparity is
like... Yeah, too many of them. Yeah.
Yeah, there are so many. It's just that the number is a little, you know, as compared to the number of men, it's a little less. And that is why, you know, it gets noticed a little less as well. And obviously, there is some inherent patriarchy in the way the media kind of portrays deep technology anyway.
Yeah, that's true. When you compare the ratio of men to women that are in this space, men are more. And then, well, I feel it's more women. Generally, though, when it comes to the tech space, women are learning to get into the tech space. No matter how much we have more women in tech space, they're still not up to the men, mostly because you find some women that are not, it's not easy for them to just get into something that's not so clear to them. Like they like things that are certain, they like to know, be sure what they're getting into and all that. So, but then, you know, the men are the ones that they can jump right into stuff without thinking much about it and all. But then we need more women in this space. Because a lot of women out there that are very smart, that can handle a lot of stuff, especially on the tech side. The non-tech side have some women already there. But the tech side, like the development part of it and all that, we really have some women that are getting into that, but then we need more women. But I think communities or more collaboration or more education to women, that this is something they can actually do, we go a long way because it's sustainable. They can do it. They can. They have a lot of value to offer the blockchain space. Because one very good quality about women is they can multitask a lot. Women have this intrinsic ability to multitask, which is one quality that will go a long way in this space.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. You know, we're running a little over time here, but you know, this conversation has been so interesting and you've had such great insights. So I've come down to my last two questions. The one is that in case somebody wants to, you know, get into the content creator, so the creator economy, right? We talk a lot about the creator economy in the crypto space, especially with all the activity that is happening in the NFT area. If somebody wants to become like a content creator in the blockchain and crypto space, what would be your two cents for them?
Oh, well, okay. From my own end, the content creating part, I think the ones that I've had to have direct contact with, it's not like the content writing part or the video creation part. So my two cents to anyone who wants to create content, maybe written content, is that it's something that is very doable because I've encountered people who they feel that writing is simply something that is so hard to do. But then I always tell them that if you can express yourself in English, this is an era where people are not really people want to get things broken down to the simpler terms for them. If not, their attention span is really, really short, and they will just simply, if it's too complicated, they want to shy away from it, or a few of them might want to give a little bit more time to get it better. So if you're in this, if you want to get into the content writing part of the content creation space, you should think about, you should just pick an area. Like you mentioned, the NFT space now, which is, you know, trending now. You should pick an area and talk about it a lot more. There's a platform where you can simply express yourself. If it's the writing part, you can write a lot on Medium. There's a lot of information out there that you can use and explore, you know, or ask people that are already in the space, get their knowledge about it, get their understanding of it, or do your own research and release some relevant information out there. Because most persons are looking for where to get more information, more updates about the space. So they can actually be like a middleman between the person that's seeking for content and then, you know, and the content itself. So they can actually do it. Can actually do it if you listen to this, they want to be a content creator, even video content too, because some people don't have the patience to read a whole a lengthy stuff. But if they watch videos, they don't want to do it about how things are done, how things are made, how things are created. So they can also do focus on video creation and, you know, pass on the information that people need on whatever area. It's always best to focus, you know, start from one area instead of being like everywhere. You know, if you focus on a particular focus area like the NFT, and you try to get people to start the best to use it, create their just relevant. Just always your bring value. But that's one thing I believe a lot. If you're not giving value, it's not going to make a lot of sense. It's more like going to be like you wasted your time and you always got other people's sense. So as long as the content you're creating is going to offer value to the next person, it's going to be something that someone can learn from and easily apply. That's like yeah. Sense them.
All right, okay. So, you know, that kind of brings me to my last question. This thing that I ask everybody who comes in the show. You know, again, this kind of touches upon how to get into the space. If somebody is, you know, trying to get into crypto and they would like to perhaps join you on this journey, what would be like a best way to reach out to you and to, you know, become a part of your journey as well?
You can contact me directly on either LinkedIn or check me out on because I've had some people coming to me directly through my YouTube channel, which is Valleycorp. I'm literally available. Just you can even Google me. If you Google me, if you do Waka, you get ways to access me. I'm accessible via my inboxes on Facebook, LinkedIn, or even my WhatsApp contact or Telegram. So I'm very much accessible. So if they come in and just say, I'm interested in this, I want to get more knowledge on this, I want to learn more about this, I will always know how to guide them and then take them through the journey.
All right, okay. That's really good to know that, you know, you guys are so accessible and people can join right in. I believe that, you know, everybody that I have met in the crypto space has been extremely helpful as well. So, you know, people are always more than ready to help you out. And I strongly believe that, you know, with women like you in the space that are actively creating content, the kind of misnomer or the notion that is there that, you know, only coders and developers can be a part of the space that can go. So more power to you and what you are doing. I really admire it. And I hope to work, you know, with you sometime.
Yeah, I look forward to that too.
Thank you so much. Any last thoughts before we wrap this up?
Okay, yeah. I always encourage people to, you know, every one of us is unique. No one should intimidate you into not going all out to who you can be. Like, what I like about the blockchain space is that it gives everyone the room to be who they can be. Whatever you have is value enough that you can offer to the space. So no matter what you think or how far you think someone else has gone, you can also, from where you are, you can also start your own journey. I can also grow. I believe in process a lot. So believe in yourself. Don't allow anyone to intimidate you into not giving it your shot. It's better to try than not to try at all. because when you try, you actually know how strong you are and how far you can go. And then this space has a lot to offer you. This location has a lot to offer, especially if you are too scared to start into the investment or whatever, the investment part or the trading part. You can just simply offer your skill. There are sorts of companies out there that will have you on their team, either as an intern or working for them full time or anything, but as well as offering your skill to them in whatever capacity that you can. Every single day, there's one company out there that needs someone that could either write or do something or manage their community or something, but there's something that you have that you can offer. So I'm encouraging you to go out there. There's a world that needs you, that needs that little thing that you have. The world out there that needs you. So go out there and give it your best shot.
Yeah, no, it's so wonderful. Thank you so much for, you know, the passion with which you sort of, that you bring to your work. And, you know, your passion is absolutely visible when you speak about it. I'm so glad that, you know, you, as I said, that the warm women are getting in the space and, you know, we are carving a path for so many other women because representation is so important. So thank you so much once again for being here with me. It's been a lovely chat.
Yeah, thank you very much. It's been awesome. Thank you.